The prompt was what waits at the top of the stairs. It's on page 52. What waits at the top of the stairs? Four eyes nervously twitching, three nostrils nervously sniffing, and 121 teeth anxiously chomping. It reached up and scratched its antenna. Why? Why must it take so long? It had never been a patient monster. Get in, chomp, chomp, get out. But it must follow the rules of proper monster etiquette. What's that? All its ears stood at attention. Was a child waking up? Monster petite. Dinner is served. Someone is walking down the hall. The monster's mouth start to water. Now someone is climbing the stairs. Thud, thud, thud. The handle slowly turns. The monster shaking with anticipation. The door opens. A click of the light switch. And, arg! Federico! Federico! What are you doing up here? I thought you were the boy. Why aren't you under the bed? You're where you belong. You're an under-the-bed monster, after all. I got bored. The boy never looks under his bed. I get tired of waiting to eat him night after night. Why can't I just munch him? You are familiar with Bylaw 42. The child must find the monster by opening its closet door, looking under the bed, or venturing to the top of the stairs before the feeding can begin. When in Godzilla's green earth do you think a child is going to look under his bed in the middle of the night? Oh, the inhuman monstery of it all. I quit. I'm going to apply for the monster in the basement job. I heard it's open and it gets much more action. Downstairs there was a rustle of covers and, there you are, Snoopy, right under my bed, all along. Why did I wait so long to find you?